Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Healthy consumer spending, strong corporate profits, slowing inflation, and a more accommodative monetary policy are helping to fuel the U.S. economy's outlook for 2025. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and joining us now to discuss that is Anne Modica. She's a director and the author of a recent AM Best report on the subject entitled U.S. Economy Starts 2025 on Solid Ground. Anne, welcome. So great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lori. It's nice to be here.
So Anne, what were some of the highlights for the U.S. economy in 2024?
So the U.S. economy continues to outperform expectations, growing at an annualized rate of 2.5% in 2024. And this is at the higher end that initially was projected at the beginning of 2024 and above the growth rate of other advanced economies. Consumer spending had another really healthy year. They were supported by a strong job market, increases in real wage growth, and healthy household balance sheets. Fiscal spending was also the other main driver of economic growth in 2024, with the federal government spending $6.7 trillion, or about 25% of GDP, during the fiscal year. However, on the other side of the equation, both private investment and exports mostly was a drag in 2024. But if we look ahead to this year, the economy really entered 2025 on pretty firm ground. While the Fed is forecasting a slight deceleration in growth this year to 2.1%, it's still above GDP projections for other advanced economies. Additionally, a Wall Street Journal survey put the risk of recession over the next 12 months at just over 20%. And this is a decline from the start of last year, which put this probability at almost 40%.
What role has the American consumer played here with respect to the overall outlook?
So consumer spending is the primary driver for the U.S. economy, accounting for approximately two-thirds of total growth and has been the real workhorse in the economy. If you exclude the second quarter of 2020, we would have to look all the way back to 15 years to the third quarter of 2009, to a time when consumer spending was actually a drag on U.S. growth. And this is pretty remarkable. Overall, the consumer appears healthy. While the labor market has moderated, job creation is still above the historical average, and the unemployment rate remains low. Real wage growth remains positive as inflation continues to fall. And in aggregate, household balance sheets are healthy. And then asset price appreciation for both housing and the stock markets have also made consumers feel wealthier. However, and there's always a however, there are a few potential warning signs. So lower income households, they were disproportionately impacted by higher interest rates and higher inflation, and they are continuing to show some sign of weakness. Revolving credit balances are at their highest level ever, and delinquencies and defaults are also increasing. For everybody, inflation expectations have increased significantly over the last month from 3.3% to 4.3% in February. And just to put it in perspective, jumps of 1% are considered highly unusual, with this only occurring 5 times over the last 15 years. So this definitely bears watching. Additionally, consumer sentiment, while it was improving over the last few months in 2024, has really taken a hit in the beginning of 2025. Consumers are concerned about the impact of tariffs on prices and the generalized, and they're also concerned about the generalized uncertainty surrounding the overall impact on the economy.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Anne, can you tell us more about the uncertainties that loom in 2025?
So there are several uncertainties on the horizon in 2025, and I'm going to focus just on two, which I think are important. First, Federal Reserve policy. The direction of Fed monetary policy, I think, is going to be more uncertain in 2025. The Fed will have to continue to walk a tightrope, trying to keep interest rates at a level that will keep inflation low, but at the same time, not negatively impacting the economy by slowing it down or contributing to a higher unemployment rate. If we look at the Fed's most recent projection, they revised down their estimates from cuts of 100 basis points in 2025 in their September projections to 50 basis points in their December projections, which would imply a Fed funds rate of 3.75 to 4% at the end of 2025. The markets are also uncertain. Investors have scaled back their expectations of rate cuts this year, with an increasing number believing the Fed will not cut rates at all this year, and some believe the Fed might actually have to hike rates. And this is complicating the inflation. So tariffs are also complicating the inflation picture. Inflation has been running hotter than the Fed would like, even without the addition of tariffs. And while the impact of tariffs will depend on the scope, timing, and implementation, it's likely to appear most quickly in inflation numbers.
Well, speaking of tariffs, can you tell us a little bit more about how they might affect the insurance industry going forward?
Sure. So we could look at this issue on a number of different fronts. And first, let's look at it from a global top-down perspective. Insurance sector growth tends to be highly correlated with overall GDP growth. So if there's a slowdown in overall economic growth due to tariffs, this will likely also impact the insurance sector as well. Second, tariffs create a lot of uncertainty. For insurers, this uncertainty surrounding tariffs could impact both underwriting and investment decisions. And tariffs also have the potential to cause geopolitical uncertainty, disruptions in supply chains, and a whole other bunch of things. Third, and on the most basic level, tariffs will increase the cost of goods that are subjected to tariffs. So, for example, tariffs on steel and aluminum will drive up costs for auto insurers due to higher costs for cars and replacement parts. And finally, tariffs may have a trickle-down impact on the asset markets, investment behavior, capital flows, and there will likely be increased market volatility throughout the year.
And this has been so informative. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Laurie.
That was Anne Modica, a director at AM Best and author of the report. To view this report in its entirety, visit ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm Laurie Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.